It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, top of the morning to you. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yes. And it's been a week.
It's been a real week. it's been a real, real week.
It's been a real week. Somebody's going, well, it's always a real week.
This is real. This is like for real. Kind of week.
Yeah.
But we're happy to be here on a day that we've never seen before, and thank you for joining us on this day that we've never seen before. Man, it's August 19th. We're getting up there.
Wow.
How crazy is that, huh?
Fall is going to be here before we even know it.
Absolutely. Well, yesterday, the main topic of discussion over the last few months here on this show and all of the sporting world and world in general has been Deshaun Watson and his situation. And, of course, you know, back in March, there's a press conference said he didn't know he was innocent. And then, of course, had a decision made a few months ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, where. Well, of course, Judge Robinson came down and said, you know, based on 24 people, 66 policy visited and several people going out to him. He settled with 24. One of them still kind of hanging out there.
One is still hanging out. Right. I bet you that's probably the first one.
And then so based on the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL, so forth, so on. Judge Robinson made a decision. She came down with 6 games suspension. Then Roger Goodell said, no, we got to go back and revisit that.
That's right.
And he gave it to the ex-Attorney General of New Jersey. Harvey. And it put it in his hands. And then on yesterday, it was breaking news that Deshaun Watson now has an 11-game suspension and a fine of $5 million. All right. So, since I'm a minority in the studio right now, male versus female.
Exactly. You ready for this smoke?
No. We're really on the same page, but I just want to get, when you first heard the fine, because this is the final decision on this saga that we've been going through. I start with you first, Pam. How did that fall on your ears when you heard this?
Okay, so when I first heard it, you know, all I really heard was the 11 games and the $5 million. And I thought, okay, well, that's almost where we wanted to be. You know, that's good. I think that was a good decision. I think we all knew. I mean, even Roger wanted, 12 a whole year. So I was like, 11, that's, you know, pretty much most of the season. Okay, I'll give it that. $5 million. That's the largest fine, you know, to an NFL player.
Yeah.
And my whole thing from the beginning is that somebody needed to make an example so that this wouldn't continue to happen toward women. Like, it's just a slap on the hand. So I felt good about that. Then later in the evening, as I was home and able to watch more of the sports news, and they were unpacking it and they were showing his response.
Right.
Then I took a different tone. And I wanted him to just be quiet, because you just said, what is it, last week,
Friday.
Yeah, right before
Saturday
the game.
Friday, yeah.
You know, he apologized for what was the language he used? I think the lives that he impacted with the situation. And then he came back after the settlement. And, you know, he kind of apologized, but then he went back into, you know, talking about his innocence and all
that.
Then I'm just like, you know what? I wish you were out for the whole year.
That's
what happened with me.
How did it fall in your ears when you heard the first time?
I felt the same way as Pam, because my initial reaction was, okay, well, they did extend it.
Right.
They're not going to just let him skate by.
Right.
I do agree with Keyshawn, though. He did mention that the fine is too weak.
Yeah.
Because of how much money he makes, $5 million is nothing to him.
Right,
so
right.
I do agree with that. But then I'm with you, Pam. His whole reaction, he is just so arrogant about
there
the whole
go.
Thing.
Yeah.
And he used the word trigger, that he had triggered lots of people by his action. It's just his vocabulary in it just makes it, I don't know. I just, you know, there's just so many things, but I feel like there is no remorse for him.
Absolutely no remorse.
Yes.
Because he doesn't think he did. He still doesn't think he did anything.
Right.
And now that he was able to settle, it came with more of an arrogance to it.
Yes.
When he was humble before the game, wasn't sure where this was going to happen last Friday, where it was going to land. So he showed a little humility, but I mean, he's never like owned up to anything. And we nobody knows what happened, but we know the numbers. Something has happened. But his response made me feel like, okay, this is a pattern that you gonna repeat again.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Ditto. What you guys said. To the extent that he feel like he hadn't done anything wrong.
No.
Well, fight it then, Deshaun.
you settled. You should have waited and see what the Harvey was gonna give you.
Right. Anyway, you mentioned Keyshawn. Mm-hmm. Let's hear his remarks. Then I'll come in on the side.
I don't like the suspension. I didn't like the first six games. Yeah. I don't like the 11 games. Yeah. That doesn't sit well with me. I would have taken his ass off the field for the entire year, and $5 million. I don't know what his settlement was with the individuals in the silver suit, but that doesn't matter pertaining to this $5 million. I would have suspended him for the year. Mm-hmm. I would have Harry taking a full year's top five quarterback salary annual. Mm. What is that average? Let's just say it's $40 million without diving into all the numbers, and that's what I would have hit him with. I would have hit him with $40 million plus a full year.
Right.
And then I'll see you in 2023.
Yeah,
good. That would have been really good.
I said the same thing when we first talked about it. I said, give him a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, Pam, we need to make an example. That way people are afraid to even tiptoe around wrong thing.
And I guess they feel like it is making an example because this is the highest fine that's ever in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But again, we don't think it's enough, but it is the most that they've ever fined.
It was amazing. I was listening to... Even before I go there, let's hear from Matt Jones, ESPN, talks about Washington using the word triggered.
When you say the word triggered, that now is a word with a political sort of meaning, right? Like triggered has been sort of co-opted in the political world to mean people who are upset. And it's usually the connotation is upset unreasonably, right? Like they're triggered. So when he said that, I'm not saying that's what he meant. But you know what? You just all of a sudden created a situation where you already look terrible, and now you just got the political world into it. It's sort of like if he had said, you know, people out there who are woke or blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's the same kind of thing, basically, is what he said. It was so dumb, and when I saw it, I thought, if he has PR people, they've got to be just going crazy, banging their head against the wall. Because it was about the dumbest thing he could have said.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's interesting. I watched the owner of the team and his wife, and Deshaun at the press conference yesterday, and the owner and his wife was on one page, and Deshaun was on a totally different page. Mm. I mean, y'all should have got together and talked about this thing before y'all went out there and started communicating, because you guys were not on the same page at all. I was like, what? And again, let's go back to Washington, seem to go back on his apology. Keep in mind, less than a week ago, he came out. He was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure what you can to say to apologize, but you're going to back it up. I mean, you're going to kind of backtrack on that and say, say he didn't feel like he was had any remorse at all.
Not at all.
Let's hear from Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and talk about Watson seemed to go back on an apology.
It seemed as though he were apologizing to his accusers, that there was a paradigm shift here, and that he was actually expressing remorse for something that went on in those rooms. But actually, that turned out to be not the case. He was very adamant today that he has done nothing wrong and that he is innocent. And he said that numerous times, that he stands by his innocence. Mm-hmm. It's not the note I was expecting him to strike today. I thought he was going to be contrite. I thought he was going to say, I'm submitting to counseling. I thought he was going to say things like, I know I need to change my behavior. And there wasn't anything like that.
Was it? And his counseling is part of the settlement.
Yeah, I figure as much.
An evaluation, rather, which is what he definitely needs after his comments.
I think this thing is... I mean, I think it's out of control. I mean, we know what's going on, but just the aftermath of what happened, the press conference and the comments, just like the lady just mentioned, he shouldn't say. I mean, why even say that?
Why it's a lose-lose for him.
But
you can't. Like, I don't know what he's trying to prove his innocence at this point. Unless you're going to come out and provide some form of detail, you ain't going to ever prove your innocence. So, you may as well just stop talking.
You may as well just stop talking.
Yeah, he should stop talking.
Because right now, all you're doing, you're saying I'm innocent, but unless you're providing some form of detail that would change somebody's opinion other than I'm innocent.
He's making it worse.
Yeah, he's just making it worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand.
Clearly, you can't provide any details, so just be quiet.
And I would love to ask you. So everybody made this up?
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's a simple question like that. So your opinion, so everybody, 24 people that you settled with now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not sure it's more than that, but 24 people, everybody's lying or everybody's jumping to conclusions. But in your mind, you're innocent.
Right. He said, I've always been able to stand on my innocence, and I've always said I never assaulted or disrespected anyone. But at the same point, I have to continue to push forward with my life and career.
It's almost like he wasn't even in the damn room.
Right. Right. Well, and that also makes me wonder, does he know what disrespect is?
Yeah.
Because treating a woman correctly,
right.
if he doesn't even know how to do that, then... Yeah. That's even dangerous too.
It is. So that means that he may do something stupid again. Which,
Yeah.
But
he said it was like these are just like passing words in the hallway. You know.
Yeah.
Like his words got misinterpreted.
He also said, or he kind of indicated, he didn't actually use these words, but because settlements have happened, does not imply an admission of guilt.
But see, that's mad. What are you doing, bro?
Can't win.
What are you doing?
You can't win like that.
I mean, you're gonna take an L. So I mean, you're already taking an L. You just want to just take a larger L.
You're just not gonna win like that.
I just don't.
Again, where are your people, man? I mean, who are your advisors?
Right.
Well, it doesn't really matter because apparently you're not listening to anybody.
I think clearly he's. He's standing his own, and I don't know.
Well, he desperately wants to prove that he's not this monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he's innocent of all charges. But he has this serious disconnect from reality.
Yeah.
Which is, they painted this picture, made these allegations of these assaults and all these other things, made you out to be this monster. And if all you're going to do is come out and say I'm innocent, XXX didn't happen, I'm telling you, you will not win. You will not win. Because saying I'm innocent does not combat what they've already put together against you.
Yeah, and Jason Fritz talks about second chances may be hard to come by for Deshaun Watson. Let's see what that's all about.
To sit at a podium and talk about second chances when nobody's acknowledged what went wrong the first time, it's absolutely asinine to me.
Yeah.
At some point, if you want forgiveness, you have to say you're sorry.
Nothing.
And if at some point you want everybody to move on, you've got to figure out how to either say nothing at all or stop making the conversation worse. And it feels like, to me, both the Browns and Deshaun Watson are incapable of doing that. And until they do that, man, second chances aren't going to come easy. And they're not going to come from fans of the National Football League.
And if not all.
I agree.
I see he's struggling. He wants desperately to not be what they position him to be.
Painting him to be, yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how you can't. It's not going to work.
No, I mean.
It's not going to work, man. I mean, reality is you were trying to get, if, worst case, you were trying to get something more than a massage from a number of therapists. That's worst case.
Mm-hmm.
Were they unwarranted? That's the next point. That's the next level. Were they repeated? That's the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But worst case, if you just start with what we know to be fact, is nothing you can get around it, bruh, that's, you look bad. I mean, you just gotta admit that.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
You know what I mean? And can't get around that.
Can't get around that, man. I know sometimes you figure that, but we're gonna figure this thing out. No, some people think they're smart enough to figure it out.
That's right. Some people really feel that way.
Were you there? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The fact that you were there,
yeah,
already makes you bad. Makes you look bad. Right. Period. Let's just stop. Just stop.
Yeah, we don't have. We don't have what Deshaun said in that press conference. And maybe we will before the show's over with. But just the fact that he says he still, stands by his innocence. But hell, the criminal part is gone.
Right.
So I'm just trying to figure out.
He wants the image.
It's not gonna happen.
He wants it back.
Robinson never get it back. Gave us, said that she saw enough for nonviolent abuse.
Yeah.
So you can't get that back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he wants it back.
Something happened.
And by the way, if it happened to one person, you're still guilty, dog.
That's it.
Hell, then we got to deal with the other 23 more. That's the thing.
That's exactly right.
None of us was there. We just going on and what we read and what we see. But I'm telling you, Judge Robinson, Attorney General Harvey, whatever his name is.
That's right.
I mean,
in the NFL and the investigators.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And even the NFLPA and some extent Deshaun.
Yeah.
All looked at whatever was presented that none of us know about.
Right.
And said, all right, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you're right. You probably didn't do anything criminally.
Right.
But this is not good.
Right.
Right.
Okay, you have to see that this is not good and you need to get some help for what we for what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading here, you have got to know that this is not normal behavior.
Not at all.
And you need to get some help.
And it's bad for the brand.
Right. And he goes, I ain't doing anything wrong. Oh no, you're missing the point, son.
And the thing is, it probably went just like that. I ain't doing nothing wrong. No, they were okay, man.
They said it was okay.
Yeah.
Like, look, did you read this?
No.
Did you read this, sir? Look at it. This is not. This is beyond the norms of society.
That's right.
Period. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's not criminal. Yeah. We all probably can agree with that. It's not criminal. Everybody came to that conclusion, unfortunately. But they did. But that doesn't mean that you just get to go skipping off into, into the sunset talking about, see, I didn't do nothing. Yeah. No. No, that's not what that means.
I mean, it's unbelievably crazy. I know we're up against it, but I got to get into this other part of the conversation. I'm not sure this is the NFL has a sense of humor or not. But the game that when he comes back after 11-game suspension. He's playing. It's going to be in Houston where he was. He may still have a house there. I don't know. And where he was playing for the Houston Texans. This is a game that his first game back. Let's hear from someone talking about the Texans.
Freddie Coleman.
Yes, that's right.
The NFL, and I've always said it, and they keep proving it each and every day, guys. They are the best reality show on TV. What drives reality shows and numbers? Drama. This is the ultimate drama, having Deshaun Watson potentially his first game back against the Houston Texans in Houston. Whether there were dumb people in that room or not dumb people in that room, they knew exactly what they were doing by having an arbitrary number of 11 games and having that land with Deshaun Watson's potential first game back against his former team.
So, okay, so is one person say, okay, six, let's add five to it. 11. Okay, 11 games, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No adults in the damn room say, hey, wait a minute. That don't make any sense.
Let's make it 12.
Let's make it 12.
Officially double it.
Right.
Let's make it 12. 12. Let's move on.
Right, as opposed to 11. Oh, it's going to be in Houston. What?
Who would they have played on the 12th game? I'm going to look that up.
Not Houston.
Right, it wasn't Houston. I was reading where they were talking about from a brand standpoint, making sure they kept him away from games like Brady, Lamar, big games, from a branding standpoint.
Why?
Keeping Deshaun away. Branding, because public appeal. Making sure that he stayed away from those games.
You got it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, please.
Don't want Deshaun playing anywhere near. So when you go back and look at the, and I haven't looked at the actual schedule, that those games are before the first time. And then that way, from public appeal.
Well, they picked the second best option.
So this one,
play his
phone. No drama
going back to Houston. And I'm assuming.
He ain't going back.
Maybe it's just me.
He ain't going back.
Maybe it's just me. And I don't know this for a fact, but some of those 24 probably live in Houston. If not all of them.
That part.
I'm just saying.
You know what I know, Deshaun? You might want to sit that one out. they may have somebody with some jackets on waiting on you.
Because now they got a little money to pay somebody to do something.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Are you Mr. Watson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come with me, sir.
Wow. Anyway, that was a coincidence. Yeah, I don't think so. We're going to find more about that.
Why the team getting away with just.
Well, no, they paid a fine.
Come on.
I mean, yeah. And you want draft picks or something?
I want it all.
Yeah.
I want draft picks. I want it all.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
The Big Ten has reached the richest ever television agreement for a college athletic league, selling the rights to its competitions for an average of at least $1 billion will it be.
Wow.
So this is interesting. So they had to get their money right, the people that's paying this money. it's three entities. Fox, which has always been the media partner for the Big Ten. But then CBS and NBC jumping in too.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, particularly when they bring in USC and UCLA, and by the way, here's the reason why USC and UCLA is there.
Right.
Because I'm thinking if you count 10 teams, 12 teams, 14 teams, they got to spend $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're pretty good.
And they were in debt at, $100 million.
So they're going to be good as soon as they sign.
Yeah. Debt free.
Hey, all of a sudden, they're gonna be debt free.
Hey, look, that's like winning the lottery.
That's a win-win. We'll fly across country.
Trust me.
What? We can get our pickleball league going.
I mean, everything. So here's the deal. So essentially, as a Big Ten conference, they're gonna start playing at 12 o'clock on Saturdays and go all the way to late games. So they're gonna own majority of viewership from 12 noon all the way to that night. Think about that.
Mm.
And it makes sense for a Fox, NBC, and CBS to get involved with that. Now, SEC signed a deal last year, a couple years ago, and right now they're around 400-something million. Pales in comparison to $1
billion.
And that's a seven-year deal, dog.
Is it $1 billion collective over the seven, or is it $1 billion per year?
No. The deal is worth $7 billion. So it's
$1 billion a year.
There you go.
Oof.
That's a lot.
So this changes everything in terms of
averages at 80 to 100 million per school.
Yeah, per school. Yeah, because I think they got twelve when USC and UCLA showed up. I think it's 12 or 14. But anyway, it's going to show somewhere between $80 and $100 million every year.
Every year.
I'm talking about just a check. Just for being in the league.
There you go.
A check.
Then you start adding NILs to it.
I'm trying to tell you. Rutgers over there, man, this is pretty good.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking. It's going to be a powerhouse.
And they suck.
Win or
but
lose.
But they're going to be a powerhouse.
Exactly.
To your point, though, it's going to help recruit. First of all, they're going to be on all these platforms every Saturday. And whether it's a 12 noon game or whether it's an 8 o'clock at night game, the Big Ten is going to be rolling.
And you get to run commercials for your school.
Oh, man.
You know the NCAA commercial they run all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the academics of the school.
Yep.
Get your degree from Auburn University. And we all know that ain't what happens at Auburn. But it's okay. It's all right. Man, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, great, and as you said, a great recruiting tool.
I mean, it's
some ADs right now. They're saying,
yes.
They said themselves, I told you. I told you it was going to be good for us.
So, but we clearly understand why. I mean, USC, UCLA, like,
wedding, peace.
They be like, what would y'all do?
I'm in debt at almost $100 million.
Right, right. I mean, that's.
But without them, the deal would never have been that big.
Yeah, cause the deal, and if Fox and those people are like, well, you know what? We got the whole country. We got the Midwest. We got some of the East. Some of it. And we got a big part of the West with USC and UCLA being part. We got the whole damn country.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
That's true.
So it makes sense for them, but man, but a billion every year, every 12 months? I mean, the Rutgers AD going to get a check, you know, $100 million just to the school.
That's right. He just met his budget.
Can they be competitive in anything, though? Just. At least we feel like they're earning their money.
You didn't go there. They will be.
Basketball. Let me be competitive. Give me something.
Let me feel
like they be earning their money.
They have a good debate team.
Okay. I need to feel like they're earning their money. You know what I mean? Come on, Reese. I need to feel like they're earning their money. You see what I'm saying? I got to feel like they're earning it, at least.
But, you got associations with that school, too, I think.
I'm trying.
That's why I said I feel like they're earning their money.
Oh, okay.
but seriously.
I did attend Rutgers University, so that's how I know.
If you want a lower tier school, though, I mean, this is perfect.
This is the perfect storm.
Yeah.
You ever been on Rutgers campus?
I have. Yeah. My cousin played baseball there.
It's not the same.
Really. Yeah, the whole time. We got to go and check him out. Wow. No, New Jersey is not one of the most popular states for me anyway. I'll just be honest with you. I could say some other
stuff. And that campus ain't helping.
But leave that alone.
That campus didn't help me at all.
Well, I'm not there. Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.